We're going to continue with our incredible stories of the Zetas. We're going to go live down under. Judy Carroll with us, the Zeta message in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, special 2 hours now with Judy Carroll. She's a Tai Chi and Reiki master, a mediator, and a meditator whose many years of often fully conscious encounters with off-planet visitors known as the Greys or the Zetas blessed her with some deep insights as well. At 30, she had a fully conscious daytime encounter in which she recognized the visitors as family. Here's Judy Carroll on Coast to Coast. Hey, Judy, how are you?
Well, thanks, George. How are you?
I'm good. Good to have you with us. How are things down in Australia?
Well, it's about 5 o'clock in the afternoon at the moment and starting to get a bit warm for our springtime coming into summer.
All right. Tell me a little bit about Judy Carroll and all these things that happened to you since childhood.
Right, George. Well, where do I start? So many things have happened through my life. I think probably if I concentrate on a few significant encounters I've had, the first one that I can remember was about age 3 when I was taken by a tall, thin female person who I thought of as my grandmother up our street to board what I thought was a train. When I asked my real-life grandmother about this to take me again, I was told it must be a dream. And it took me some time to realise that there was no train station in our street. I had a lot of trouble getting my head around this because the experience was so real, and I still remember it 50 years later. I now understand it was a screen image. I was actually taken up onto a disc.
Ah. And what did they try to do? You know, create an illusion so you wouldn't panic?
Yes, I would say that was the case. Sometimes they create the illusion, sometimes we create it ourselves, because on a deeper level we understand that it's something that would cause us fear. And being a child, of course, I would have been very scared with the idea of being taken onto an ET disc. So either they created the screen image or I created it myself of being taken onto a train. And I can remember feeling very excited about it. That was why I wanted to go again. So obviously it was a very enjoyable experience.
What do you remember, Judy, about the ride?
I don't remember a lot about that particular experience. I wasn't given a lot of conscious recall as a child. I did have a great amount of fear. I was terrified of eyes. I had a sort of an obsession about eyes, but I was terrified of them, as many people are apparently who have had experiences with the Zetas. I didn't find this out until many, many years later. Another fear I had was of puppets and dolls, those sort of things, which again, apparently a lot of people who have contact with the Zetas have fears of things like that. Clowns,
That's interesting, Judy. Sorry? I don't like clowns, and I wonder if anything's ever happened to me.
I wouldn't be surprised, George. Huh. I wouldn't be surprised. I became more consciously aware as I grew older, so most of my contact memories are from an older age. There's many, many experiences. I talk about the whole lifetime of experiences in our book, The Zeta Message, which is autobiographical.
Judy, what did they want with you?
As far as I understand, I've been sent down here to basically relay the message, their messages and teachings. Over the years, I've been given a massive amount of teaching and information, all of which is in the book in great detail, The Zeta Message. I've also put an awful lot of information in my other book, Human by Day, Zeta by Night, some of it quite controversial, and this is a reason why that particular book is presented as fiction, but it's actually told from the Zeta's perspective. And when it was first thought of, we decided back then that it would be better to do it from a fiction angle because it was just, I think it would have been in the 1990s we first came up with the idea of it, and back then it just would have been too much for people to take on board as a non-fiction book. So it's been presented as fiction, but this has enabled me to basically give the reader a virtual reality experience of being a Zeta. The lead character is sort of autobiographical. you know, it's me, basically, and just tells the story from their perspective with quite a lot of profound information in it.
How many possible messengers like you, Judy, might there be on this planet? I mean, we talked with Nancy Leader before you came on, so yes. there's one. You're two. How many people are doing this?
Oh, look, George, I couldn't say. There's probably more than people realize, but I really couldn't give a figure. I don't know.
Okay. What is the main thing you've been learning on this contact?
Okay. The main thing that we've learned from the ETs, first, the concept of oneness, that all are created in God's image. And this doesn't just mean humans of Earth. This is all, it covers the whole universe. And what the real meaning of this being made in God's image is, what it really means is we all share the same energy, the universal consciousness, no matter what planet we call home. So in reality, there's no them and us. We're all one. Earth humans, Aetas, Pleiadians, Syrians, everyone. We all share the same stream of God consciousness. The second message that they're bringing is they're trying to wake us up to the fact that we're all immortal souls and an intrinsic part of God or Source, whatever you want to call oneness as a term that the Zetas use quite often. Acknowledging this consciously enables us to tap into our own power within, our own God center, which in turn helps us to break through the limiting fear barriers to reach a state of pure unconditional love. The third message that they're really pushing with us is teaching us to perceive things more deeply, to see past the shallow outer layer of any given situation, which we tend to do down here. Earth humans seem to be caught up in this third dimensional reality, which is understandable because that's where most people are, and unfortunately we can't seem to see deeper, and we can't take on board the fact that we're multidimensional beings. This is a very, very important thing that the Zetas are trying to get across. They always tell us to look for three reasons in any situation that's presented to us, which is an extremely interesting thing to do. They don't see reality in terms of physical matter, rather in terms of energy. For them, everything is energy, and things are not always as they appear on the outside. But on Earth, that's how we seem to perceive reality, always limited by our narrow third-dimensional awareness. The ETs are trying to help us to move beyond this, but, of course, this can be potentially very daunting.
Why do you think they're using humans for some of these messages, Judy? Why don't they just deal directly with all of us up front?
Okay. Well, we're talking about a matter of vibrational frequencies here, and this is where a lot of misunderstanding comes in the contact experience. The problem is they basically operate at a different brainwave frequency to what we operate down here. So for a person to really be able to tune in to what an ET, and I'm not just talking about Zetas here, I'm talking about many of the different ETs, you have to be at least in alpha mode, in alpha brain state, which is very hard. When a person's taken onto a disc, they're scared, so the alpha state is the last thing they're going to be in. But this is where the problem of communication breaking down comes in. So for them to just suddenly turn up down here, there would be mass panic. They wouldn't be able to get any messages through. I mean, it's hard enough as it is taking people up there. I think this is why they've chosen to work through certain people down here who, for one reason or another, have learned to be able to tune into these brainwaves, have learned to move past the fear. That seems to be the bottom line.
Judy, when you said you were afraid of their eyes when you were little,
mm-hmm.
You know, we've all heard the depiction of grays.
Yes.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Do they look like that?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Big heads, long, skinny arms, big eyes, that kind of look.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they robots, humanoids? What are they?
No, they appear robotic. Now, this is one of the things that I speak about in great, great detail in my book, Human by Day, Zeta by Night. What's happened with the greys? Now, I'll just go back a little bit here, George, because I know some people refer to them as greys, some call them zetas, but neither of those terms are actually fitting what they really are. I prefer to think of them as guardians, because what's happened, many of them have actually moved beyond the need for physical bodies, except to carry out work on physical planets such as Earth. So what they do, they use artificial or semi-artificial bodies, which they refer to as containers, to do this. Now, these are custom-made for different jobs, hence different numbers of fingers, etc. Even some, I believe, have tools attached instead of the hands. And this is the reason why many people who've had experience with them are scared of dolls, puppets, clowns, etc. And also, I know that's why I was scared of these things as a child. Now, what it's very important to understand is it's only the body that's artificial, not the intelligence operating it. It's the same soul consciousness as Earth humans who are operating it. So they're not robots, they only seem to be. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Now, were you able to touch them, to feel the texture of their body or their skin?
Oh, yes. It actually feels rather like I imagine a dolphin would feel to touch.
Okay.
They have a very, very soft, smooth skin.
Would you say that they have emotion?
Yes, they do. Now, again, it's hard for people down here to pick up on this because, again, they're operating on a different vibrational frequency. They're operating on a higher frequency. They can, and also the fact that they are in an artificial or semi-artificial container or body, they don't have the musculature in their face to be able to express emotion as we can in our containers, our human bodies. But it doesn't mean that they don't have emotion. When you can actually tune into them on an energy level, they have quite deep emotion. Never the lower emotions. They're always higher emotions of unconditional love, etc.
Judy, what about their attire? What do they wear?
Some of them wear a sort of a bodysuit. I have seen them in like silver type suits. I've seen them in a green colouring. Some don't bother with any covering at all because of the fact that the body is artificial. They don't bother with that. I mean, the body itself is sort of like a suit. How I've come to think of the Zeta's containers is, it's like when our own astronauts travel in space and they put on the space gear, you know, the helmet and the protective clothing and things. And I think of them in that way, so that the body is just sort of like a space suit, basically.
Okay. So, but are they wearing helmets or anything like that?
No, because it's very hard to get this across in third-dimensional terms. All they are is an immortal soul, soul consciousness, right? Like a light body, I suppose you could describe it. And what happens, this light body or energy form enters the container. They don't actually don it like we would don a space suit. The consciousness just melds in with it. It's a little bit like, for people who are familiar with Eastern medical philosophy and things down here, we speak about how all humans have an energy body. We have an energy body that underlies our physical body. Now, at death, this energy body, I suppose you could call it soul or spirit if you want, leaves the physical body, and so therefore the physical body is just cast aside, left. It's like an empty container. And this is exactly the way the Zetas operate. So it's actually like an energy body or a soul consciousness that enters this inanimate container. And once they enter it, and then the container is sort of comes alive, basically like our body. So really, you could compare it to there's a good, very close comparison between the two.
Judy, their planetary system, is it just a planet of one that's inhabited, or are there many?
No, okay, now this is where there's also been a lot of misunderstanding. The Zetas have actually moved through many, many different planetary systems. They've moved beyond the physical universe now. But they've come up through. Some of them have been Earth humans, some have been Pleiadians, some have been Sirians. They've moved through all many, many different planetary, physical planetary civilizations, and have now reached a point where they no longer need to reincarnate in physical form. But if they're working with a physical planet, such as Earth, this is where they don the physical containers to enable them to do this.
Interesting. Are they generally nice entities?
Yes, yes. I have never felt anything negative with them. Of course, you have fear. If you can't tune into them, I can understand that totally. I can understand people being scared because they do look very strange. But once you can break through that fear barrier and just relax enough into the alpha state to be able to link into their energy, it's a most beautiful experience.
Yeah, Judy, people are being abducted. There are implants. They're developing hybrids.
Right.
They're doing this, in many cases, against people's free choice. So why?
Okay. Now, again, this is another misunderstanding. There are two scenarios going on here. With the genuine ETs, we actually make a pact at soul level, or a request perhaps would be a better word, before we come into the present life, to ask for their help. And the help they're giving us on planet Earth is assisting us to evolve, particularly as we approach 2012, when the whole planet is going to step up to a higher vibrational frequency. It's all a matter of evolution on the soul level. However, I do believe that there are abductions being carried out by a group down here. I don't know a great deal about this because our teachers basically haven't spoken to us a lot about it for our own safety. But I do believe that there are things going on down here, people being subjected to mind control, etc. What I think is happening sometimes, there are people who are having genuine ET contact experiences, but they're also being influenced by this other group, which causes a huge amount of confusion and fear in their minds because they don't really know what's happening.
What's the motive of the other group, Judy?
Basically, they're trying to keep humans unevolved.
Ah.
They don't want people to progress. They don't want people to come to into their own empowerment, whereas the genuine ETs are trying to do that. They're trying to wake humans up to their inner power. I do know a message that's given out by the Zetas very, very often to contactees and experiences is it's time for you to wake up.
Do you know if humans are being taken off this planet and not returned?
No, I have never heard of that, certainly from not the genuine ones. This may be happening with the other group, but certainly not with the Zetas.
These hybrids that are being developed, what are they going to do with them? What are they doing with them?
Yep. Okay. Again, there's two lots of hybrids. The hybrids created by the genuine ETs, it's part of trying to help humans to evolve to the next level. So what they're doing, they're putting some of their own genetic material into embryos, which is exactly how we've actually evolved as humans in the first place. So now what's happening, they're taking us up to a little bit of a higher level. So that's what's going on. Also, there is the risk that the whole planet will be blown to smithereens and what people don't realise is planet Earth is an extremely important planet in the universe. We don't want to lose any planets in the universe. So what would happen if, say, for example, there was a major nuclear disaster down here that wiped out just about the whole population? The hybrids that have been developed up on the disk could come down, be brought down here to repopulate the planet.
All right, stay with us. We're going to come back more with Judy Carroll. Her book is called The Zeta Message. Her websites, they're all linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. In our final hour, we'll take phone calls with Judy as well. But when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what advice that she can give people who may be experiencing this kind of trauma. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Next hour, we'll take your phone calls with Judy Carroll as we talk about the Zetas, the Zeta Messages. As a matter of fact, when we come back, we'll talk more about what's going on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. We're with Judy Carroll. Judy, are you glad that you have this gift, this ability to communicate with them?
Oh, absolutely, George. It's made such a difference to my life. I had a very profound encounter at 30 years of age that basically turned my life around completely. And I would, if I had the chance to have it again, I would certainly, I would never knock it back. It's been a most amazing journey.
So no regrets. Anyways, we were talking about the hybrids.
Yeah.
What exactly do they want to do with these entities, these other creatures that they're making?
Okay, well, the hybrids that the genuine Zetas are creating are, as I said, if by any chance the population of Earth ceased to exist through nuclear bombs or these super bugs that are getting around, the Zeta hybrids would be able to step in and carry on our bloodline because, I mean, basically they're taken from genetic material of people who are here, so they would just be able to carry on the bloodline of those who are here and who had passed over with whatever disaster occurred. So they're sort of like a safety net for the planet, really.
All right, that's interesting. Well, then we're in good shape.
Yeah, and of course the Star Children, they're another aspect of the hybrid program. The Star Children are basically human with just a little bit more upgraded ET genetics in their makeup. And it's basically a way to enable humanity to evolve to the next level.
Why are some people who are taking up on craft shown images of major disasters that may happen on this planet?
Yes. These images are possible futures if humanity doesn't wake up to itself and stop being drawn into fear-mongering that goes on down here. We need to understand the future isn't set in stone. We continually create the future by the way we think and act now. Now, as 2012 approaches, humanity is being made to choose. This is what this term Armageddon is all about. It's on a number of levels. It's a multidimensional happening. But the bottom line is we're being asked to choose between love or fear. And this is why we have free will down here as humans. The evolution of each individual is based on this choice. The battle in space that some are shown is actually symbolic of this battle between the forces of light and darkness, which are love and fear, basically. It's a personal choice for every human to make right now. It's important to understand fear is divisive. Nations, cultures, religions against other nations, cultures, religions. Fear is judgmental. A mindset of my way is better, superior, more pleasing to God, whatever, than your way. Fear is self-centered. I'm right, you are wrong. Love, on the other hand, is oneness, unity, acceptance, all-embracing, respect for the beliefs of others. As we evolve, free will actually transforms into God's will. And in this way, we connect back to source in total oneness with all life on Earth and in the whole universe. What's important for people to understand is the genuine ET contact isn't just a physical happening. It's spiritual as well. In fact, it's more spiritual than physical. Many researchers down here are missing this point or denying it, and they won't get very far without acknowledging this aspect. I'm not a religious person, but I try to be as spiritual as I can. And this is was one of the main things that happened to me after my major encounter when I turned 30. I was really pushed from a very physical or physically oriented type lifestyle to more spiritual. I was encouraged to learn Tai Chi. I was encouraged to learn meditation and to learn Reiki. All these things were introduced to me by the Zeta teachers. They were the catalyst that started me on this path. And I've never looked back.
When you tell people, Judy, that this has happened to you, it's ongoing.
Yes.
What do they say?
Funnily enough, I haven't really spoken out to that many people. I mean, now I am with the books, but up until this point in time, not a lot of people are very open to this sort of thing. On the occasions when I have spoken about it, particularly the fact that my contact has been with the Zetas, and this has been a very sad point for me. I did start reading a few books just to see what was going on, and I was quite amazed when I did read books by other people, and I thought, oh, okay, fair enough, that's what's going on with me. But there was always so much fear, and this just didn't sit right with me. Okay, I can understand the fear, but I moved past that, and I can see past it. So I've always found that rather sad.
Judy, you also, though, are very spiritual as well. Did you get this from them?
Yes, yes. I was actually educated in a convent. I was brought up Catholic, and I went to a convent. So I was a fairly religious sort of person, even right into my teens. I used to go to Mass every Sunday, and I wouldn't miss Mass. But what happened, I was always aware on some deeper level of my being that there was something missing, and I could never quite put my finger on it. And until I started receiving teachings from the Zetas, and I came to understand about reincarnation, etc. And it really did turn my life around and gave me a much more spiritual outlook on life. Helped me basically to cope with life, because I've come to understand that, you know, we have the power within, we're immortal souls. This used to just blow me away when I first came to understand this, that, hey, you know, I'm not just a little puny human down here, I'm an immortal spirit, and as everyone is down here.
Do you have any special gifts in terms of, you know, intuitiveness, psychic abilities, anything like that?
Yes, well, certainly. I think I am fairly intuitive. I don't call myself psychic or clairvoyant, in that I give people readings and things. I'm not into that side of it. I'm more into the healing side. But yes, so certainly the gift of healing has come on very strong. Working in conjunction with the Reiki, we've actually received quite a lot of teaching on Reiki from the Zetas, which has sort of helped to enhance what we were doing already, which has been very interesting. They actually taught us a whole aura cleanse of 13 steps.
In terms of Reiki, explain that to people.
Well, Reiki is working with universal life force energy, as probably many people know. And I was taught in the traditional Yeshui system. So what happened when we started getting full contact with the Zeta teachers? I'm talking about Helene Kay, my co-author for the Zeta message here as well. I've been receiving communication and messages up until 2000, and then this family was brought on board to sort of come in with me because I was feeling a bit lonely and not knowing where to go with it. And Helene's daughter, Kira, actually established full-on conscious contact with one of the Zeta teachers by the name of Auris. And Auris started giving her messages exactly as he'd given me, which was amazing confirmation because we hadn't discussed any of this at all. Kira was only 12 at the time. And she was given messages that I had been given over the years. And we used to have sessions where Auris, the Zeta teacher, would come in and give us deeper instruction on the Reiki, how to work with energy. He showed us a special way of holding our hands to strengthen the energy. He just showed us a few other little techniques to help with the Reiki. So it's still very traditional Reiki, but just enhanced with this knowledge that we've received from what I like to call upstairs, the Zetas.
Interesting. Judy, as you evolve, what's next for you?
Well, on a personal level, probably come back down here again, I'd say. What the process of evolution is a very, very interesting thing. We've actually received a lot of teaching on this from the Zetas. One of the main messages that came through was a teaching on what they call the human ladder. Now, the human ladder is a path or a cycle of evolution that's followed by all human-type species through the universe. Now, this human ladder is comprised of 10, what the Zetas call galactic levels. Now, when this message first came through, it actually came through Helene's daughter, Kira. And I questioned it because I thought, no, that doesn't make sense. There's more than 10 galaxies in the universe, you know.
Sure.
So I then linked in to try and get a little bit more clarification on it. And what these galactic levels are that the Zetas talk about, they're not galaxies or physical places as such. What they are is ascending levels of expanding conscious awareness. Now, Earth humans are on the first rung, so we're able to access approximately 10% of our potential conscious awareness. We also have about 10% of our DNA active. Now, I emphasise the word conscious here because this is the key to where we're evolving as humans. As we progress up through the 10 levels over the span of many lives, more and more DNA will be activated. And through this, we'll be able to consciously access and perceive higher energy frequencies. In other words, we'll be consciously aware. Just as we're now aware of the third dimensional reality in which we operate here on Earth, we'll be able to link in consciously to higher dimensions. The Zetas are on levels 5 to 8, so they're able to access 50 to 80% conscious awareness. The ones we think of as angels are right up the very top, levels 9 to 10, so they have 90 to 100% conscious awareness. In other words, they're fully awakened beings to what could be called divine or cosmic awareness, consciousness. So that's where we're heading.
Do the Zetas believe in God?
Yes.
Divine? They do?
Absolutely. The term they use is oneness or source.
Which is probably one of the same.
Yes.
As far as we're concerned. Do they question how they got here?
Well, they don't need to because of the fact that they've opened up to much greater levels and depths of conscious awareness. They know consciously how they got here. Like we have to take the concept of God on faith, whereas they know. That's the difference. It's not a belief. It's a knowing.
How many years advanced are they beyond us, Judy?
Oh, millions.
Millions. Well, that explains it then.
Yeah, long, long, long way. And what is also important to understand to do with this human ladder, only the first three levels are actually physical. Like people think of the universe as being a physical mass of planets, galaxies, etc., but only the first three levels are physical. Up above that, they've moved past the need to manifest as physical beings. And this is why we have the Zetas, who are just pure soul energy, but sometimes need to make use of the physical containers if they're working on a physical planet such as Earth.
In your work, what do you mean by the human ladder?
Well, the human ladder is a path of evolution that humans follow through the universe, up through these 10 levels of conscious, ascending conscious awareness, ascending and deepening conscious awareness.
Explain that a little bit more.
Okay. We start off on the first rung as humans of Earth, and there are many other planets at this level. I remember Auris told us once there's about 1,000 different life forms at this first level of conscious awareness who can access it.
So we're down at the bottom, basically.
Right down the bottom, yes, unfortunately. After that, we, like humanity and our planet, and this is not just Earth I'm speaking about, I'm speaking about other planets on this level as well, all eventually evolve through a span of many, many, many lives, evolve to the second level of this ladder, for want of a better word. It's basically levels of conscious awareness. That's the clearest that I can explain it.
All right, and as you look at these messages, what did they want to pass on to the masses? What would they like us to know?
Well, they would like us to understand that we are an immortal spiritual being. That's very important to understand that. By acknowledging that, we acknowledge that we have a power within ourselves. This is also advice that I would give to people who are going through fear with so-called abduction experiences. Just remember you've got God within yourself. And by tapping into that God within gives you the empowerment to move past the fear.
Judy, are they happy with our progression?
Yes.
Our spiritual? Yes. They are. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Yes,
because
they're assisting us to evolve, basically.
Are we going to evolve even more? I sure hope so.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. More and more layers of conscious awareness open up within us. I mean, we can only access consciously third-dimensional awareness. And, I mean, there's many, many dimensions above that. We don't realize how limited we are.
Tell me more about your Zeta consciousness again, and how can we get to that point?
Well, by coming back many, many, many times. It's a very, very long, slow process, soul evolution. Becoming aware of the fact that we're spiritual beings is certainly the first step. And moving past our fear is an extremely important aspect of this.
That's not easy, though, for most people.
It's not. No, it's extremely daunting.
Where do you get your book, The Zeta Message, by the way?
Yes.
Where do you get it?
From Amazon. It can be ordered from Amazon. It can also be ordered through our websites. We have two websites. One is thezetamessage.com, and the other is ufograyinfo.com, and that's all one word, and Gray, G-R-E-Y.
So you're not concerned? You're not concerned about the future of mankind?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Why?
I have great faith in humans. I think we'll come out the other end.
You may be one of the few that has that kind of faith, Judy.
I know. Unfortunately, yes. But everyone has love in them. Everyone is basically good. If we can just connect back to the source within.
But there's got to be evil out there in the system somewhere.
Well, yes, on a level one planet, because there's such a great level of duality here. So, yes, of course, there is negative as well as positive. That's just life on this planet and any other level one planet. So, yes, there is negative out there.
Isn't this balancing act, though, of positive, negative, good, bad, evil, isn't that important?
Yes,
isn't it necessary?
It is. At this level, it certainly is. Yes, it just brings about balance, basically. They talk about yin and yang. Well, there are many, many aspects of yin and yang.
Well, there's no doubt about that. These people who are being abducted, are they still conducting alien implants in them?
Okay, the implants, this is a very interesting subject. The genuine implants, there are three reasons for them. There are implants being put in by this group down here that I'm not really familiar with, but I do know that some of the implants aren't genuine. They're just basically to mind control people. The genuine ET implants generally aren't physical, and they're placed into our energy system, the chakra system, which people are probably aware of. There's three reasons for them. They're to monitor our energy system, placed into the chakra system, mainly into the main chakras, the crown, brow, throat, heart, solar plexus, etc., and they heal and balance the energy system, rather like things like acupuncture and Reiki. Health problems begin as an imbalance in the energy system, and then
right.
The last thing that happens is it manifests as a physical symptom. Now, the implants work like Reiki and acupuncture in that they address imbalances at deeper levels, and they can either prevent or cure an impending illness. They also monitor effects of pollution, emotional states people are in, evolutionary progress of a particular person. They also raise the energy frequency. They allow us to access higher dimensions. For example, those of us who are going on board the discs have implants to assist this process.
All right, stay with us, Judy. We're going to take this break. We're going to come back with you at the top of the hour as we talk more about the Zetas, your message, and we'll take phone calls with you as well.